Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Could you clap again, Mindy?
Sure.
That's the Begin the Podcast clap, all right? It's not just any podcast. It's recorded on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my goodness. We are feeling the love
feeling
today.
The love.
We know you're not getting this till after, but just so you know, this is Valentine's recording, brown bag edition, Mr. Curiosity podcast. And we have Mindy, we have John, we have Nikki, and myself answering your questions. And they are, look at this. Do you see them?
Overflowing.
Today, I'm going to crown this day Fast and Furious. Let's just get through a lot of them. Not uncomfortably fast, just better.
We not can do uncomfortably better. Fast.
Yeah, and then we'll slow down in a future episode. The questions are building up. There's too many.
So we got to get through.
We got to get to them. But Mindy, you want to
say something? Is this a
power round?
I was going to say, not only is it Valentine's Day, also we are recording on the day of the huge parade in Philly for the Eagles.
Oh, we were just talking about that. Yeah. So Eagles parade, Valentine's Day. It's Friday. We want to get out of here. Even if you love your job, you just want to get out of it.
Oh, of course.
Is there anyone who loves their job and wants to stay there?
Not really.
That could be a question for a brown bag.
That could be.
Could you love your job and still not want to leave it?
I'm sure some people do want to stay.
You want to stay?
Yeah, even I love my job and I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
It probably all depends on what's waiting for you at home.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
That's true.
Oh, good point. Yeah. All right, so who's going to get us started here? Mindy, I think, because, she has the red shirt on and she's
ready to go.
I like how you plucked that one right out.
Just off the top.
I didn't set that up, but I mixed them up and that thing ended up.
It was like standing out.
Yeah. That's an oldie. That could be.
Oh, it is.
That
an
could
oldie.
Be 5, 6, 7 years old.
It could be.
5, 6, 7 years old.
Why?
Well, the early ones weren't crumpled, so that's how you know they're stripped.
Why do we call it a speed limit when that's normally the minimum speed we drive at? And on 81, you got to add 10 miles per hour to the speed limit. Example, the speed limit is 65. Everyone's driving 75.
They should call it the speed minimum because that's what everyone.
It's a really good point.
They should.
I never thought
but
of that.
But if you get pulled over, the police officer will, in no uncertain terms, say how many miles you were going
over
the limit.
Yeah.
And you will be cited and ticketed as such.
The funny part is anyone who goes below the speed limit, they're frowned upon, I think.
They are.
You think, like, look at that idiot.
That's
so
true.
It
when
is
you think on 81, if someone's even going 55, how
right.
slow it
right.
seems that they're going.
It feels slow, yes.
And the old wives' tale or folklore or urban legend is that the cops don't care up to like 10 miles over. I don't even know if that's true.
Everyone really thinks that.
But is it true? They can nail you for 2 miles.
They can.
Yeah. They really can.
I think they're worried in court, though, because, 2 miles an hour difference, your equipment may have been off. And then you can probably get out. I don't know.
So sometimes I'm driving to work in the morning, and I see John Meyer.
What?
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
John Meyer in the wild.
Before you go on, are you going to put him in some unlawful
act? Am I about to be accused of something?
Well, I just say, I know what your car is.
What's he doing? Give us this.
How does she know what my car looks like?
I don't know. Mr. Goody, 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 too, she was doing.
I see John Meyer whiz by.
Really?
John, this surprises me.
I do.
Wow.
And I think, I'm going pretty fast.
Am I allowed to plead the fifth?
I think you can. Yes, you can.
Or just say it's an illusion or something.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not John Meyer.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
There's lots of cars that look like
mine. I was going to say, there's a lot of Toyota
Highlanders. At 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Interstate 81
going north.
Toyota Highlander is a common car.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Although she probably only sees a few cars on her way to work.
I know. I do.
Mostly trucks.
Well, Nikki, what kind of a driver are you? Be serious. Are you like an average to slow or slow to fast or aggressive? Where are you at?
See, I think I'm a good driver.
Good.
But it depends. Sometimes I go really fast and sometimes I just don't even realize what I'm doing. I'm going a little slow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And let's be clear about our drive to work. It's unlike anyone else's drive to work or drive
to anywhere.
There's
nobody out.
Yeah.
It's driving, and sometimes we can go on 81 and maybe you pass one car.
Yeah.
Or a truck or something like that. There's no one on the road at 2:45, 3 o'clock in the
morning. That's why I noticed.
And that's
why.
And I just had this thought as you said this.
She has no proof.
Is speeding one of the acceptable only crimes? Like,
it's not really acceptable because
you
get points on your license.
No, what I'm saying, you could be the most moral, kind, wonderful person. And if you said, but I break the law, I speed, people would be like, that doesn't count.
So,
is there any?
So her saying this about me, people aren't listening, being like, oh my gosh, he has a big flaw.
I don't saying everybody does it, even the most kind, moral, law-abiding person.
It's funny because when we're going somewhere, Rennie just – anytime she sees a police officer, she's like, police officer, as if I've got to slow down. I could be going the speed limit. She just makes sure that I know. And then I think, what do the kids think?
Oh, yeah.
When it's like, oh, we're calling up. There's the cop, and they're looking for – you know, they're making sure we're not going fast. But we are going fast. It's just kind of funny. But you're right. Speeding's the one thing that I think people would be like, eh.
But if you get caught, your insurance goes up.
And the price of the speeding ticket.
Crazy.
So you shouldn't speed.
It's so expensive.
Yeah. I have a good lie that you guys can use, John, in the future. When your kids say
– lies don't work.
No, good lie for your kids. When you say – when they say – like they're taking their test or they're 15, they're getting ready to drive, and then they're like, well – you know, you're supposed to – and why does daddy go faster than the speed limit? You say, oh, after you've been driving for 10, 15 years, you can start doing that. So that way you can confine them to following the rules, but then you once you get older and seasoned, then you can break them a little bit.
I don't know if my kids would have fallen for
they
that.
They wouldn't have fallen for
I
that?
I don't think so. I think they would have – I don't know.
Well, I used to tell my kids, oh, yeah, when I was 18, 19, I used to always go with the speed limit. But then once you get older, they let you go a little bit.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's a good way out of
it. I'll file that away.
Yeah. Don't forget that, John, for when your kids are getting their driver's licenses.
It is
true,
Mickey
though.
Is throwing around
accusations. I can't believe that either. That's hard to
believe. I've been waiting to bring that up.
Wow.
Yes. She's been like holding on to that.
I didn't know this was going to be an intervention.
Could be.
All right. This is from Ed. Why do parking lots and roads get really white the colder it is? I get it's the salt they put down, but it seems to be brighter when it's really cold. Why does this happen?
That's a good science question, which I may or may not know the answer. I know exactly what he means.
I do too.
Picture a cold, dry winter day. It's 15 degrees. The road just looks white because of all the salt that they put on there.
Parking lots, everything. Yes.
Yeah. I don't see the lines when I'm
– yeah.
Yeah, I would guess it is the salt that's there. And any moisture in the air, if it were a little warmer, it would be a little moister. And then it would give it a frothy look because it's very low temperature and the salt crystallizes. And I bet you that crystallized salt reflects a lot of light, like snow.
Maybe because it gets so dry, too.
That's
that
what
there's
I mean.
Just no moisture.
Yeah, no moisture because warmer air can hold more water vapor. So if it's really cold, it's really dry, and the salt must just flake and crystallize on the road. And it gives it that white look.
All right, that's exciting. Nikki, did you want to choose a question?
Well, power mode.
We did promise a fast
one. We're moving through.
All right.
Why do you guys never dig? Why are you going to keep picking from the top?
Well, I can't really reach it to dig. I'd have to stand up, climb over.
All right, don't dig. I can hand it to you, though. I can hand you the bucket.
Oh, this is a good one from Anne. Are John and Joe really good friends outside of work? Do you guys do anything together not related to WNEP? You guys are pretty awesome and missed you all the years I was in Florida.
Aww. Now that's
they
nice.
They go out for coffee together. They like to go and, you know,
golfing. Ernie and Bert.
Yeah.
What is the nature of our relationship? I can be honest and say John is the kind of guy I would love to hang around with. But he's a married guy. He's 10 years younger than me. We live about an hour apart from each other.
It's funny. I could see Joe and I hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
But have we ever really socialized much?
I don't think
I mean, we've been at things at the same time, but rarely.
A company thing that then lingers. We've hung around. But we have not done anything together ever in our lives outside of work.
I think you need to change that.
I offered him bike rides.
And we totally could.
And he skis. I don't ski. I bike. He doesn't bike. And then we both like to hike, but if we went hiking together, I'd be uncomfortable.
It'd be uncomfortable. Why would that be? But it would be.
It doesn't have to be.
If we met up somewhere, it would be weird.
You guys have
to. Why would it be weird?
I don't know.
You have to get over that.
We're
it's
not
something in your soul.
Oh,
no,
I'm
not saying that.
It's just weird.
Get over the
why.
Awkwardness is what I'm saying.
I don't want to do anything with just one guy. It's got to be a group.
But
well,
it
maybe
is one,
we should
one
all
thing
go.
I
yeah,
think
if we
okay.
all go.
If Nikki and I went too, it wouldn't be awkward.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Group hike.
Well,
group
think
hike.
Of something. What can we do together? Seriously. Let's start this.
We could go bowling right after work.
Some lady asked me yesterday, is Joe really coming over to your house to have a beer in the sunshine? Because it was going to be 40
that
degrees.
I could do.
Yeah, that'd be fine. That wouldn't be awkward.
Believe it or not, if you said, let's meet at a bar-type restaurant to watch a game, have some chicken fingers, and drink a few beers, I would do that with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But okay. you don't watch a game.
I would, what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But even if we just went to the bar to get some beers,
yeah,
that'd be normal.
That's okay. There's got to be, something communal with other people there.
But one of the big thing is that Joe lives a half hour, 25 minutes one way. Yeah, I live 25 I mean. Minutes, half hour. It's an hour apart. So there
true.
You go.
Yeah,
so good question, though.
Good question.
Yeah.
And I love the guy, and I think we could be good friends. What about the 10-year age gap? Does that matter?
No, I think once you get to this age, it doesn't matter.
Kind of right? It kind of matters sometimes.
Jeez, all right.
We're both Gen X.
Yeah, we're both
barely,
Gen X.
Barely
oh,
Gen X.
We're Gen Xers.
You're almost a boomer.
Almost. Hey, boomer. Is that the line? Hey, boomer.
Millennial.
You're almost a millennial. Oh, you're close, huh?
But I'm not.
But you're not. Okay.
All right, next question. I think we're going through these pretty good, right?
Yeah.
We're zipping along. If bakers are artists and artists suck at math, also a fact, is that true that artists all suck at math?
Mm. Probably stereotype.
And bakers are artists. Why do they use denominations of 6 and 12? You would think 5s and 10s would be easier math to figure out.
Wow, the amount of math
like
in that question
like the baker's dozen.
A deeper question. Why is everything 60-based? I know the answer to this, but I may have to think about it. Do you guys think about that? Like, why are there 60 minutes? It goes back to ancient Egypt, I believe.
But they're talking about like a dozen eggs, like 12 eggs versus...
Something with the hand. Sean, you're going to look this up? Why is,
I'm looking.
Yeah, it's okay. Something with the hand. Let me think about this.
It's isn't funny it? Just hearing those numbers in there. Like,
I know.
Made me shudder. Nine,
10, 11. There's something, you got 12, some combination of 12 in the hand. That's how it
only
started.
If you're
six,
really
12.
Deformed.
No.
Is stereotypes
it, you
true
don't
with
count
me.
The thumb, 4, 8, 12?
I'm not good at math.
He's looking. Why
but
is
are you an artist?
60 based. 60
well, I guess
based.
We're kind of artsy with our profession.
Don't look at that. Look at 60, 360 degrees, 60 minutes. 6, 12, dozen, everything is 6-based. There's a reason. It has to do with the hands. The ancient
Mindy.
Egyptians did something. Why don't you pick another one? Right. Well, Sean,
wait, was that Joe's question? Or?
Yeah.
Was Joe's
so
question.
I think, a little thing with art and math, and right?
But you know what's interesting? I feel like musicians actually are often very good at math.
Yeah, and they're artists.
Because just
the repetition.
Yeah,
the cycles.
Just the way you have to understand the notes and the, you know.
Interesting, yeah.
We don't want to stereotype.
It's very math.
No.
Rhythm.
That does seem to be the generality, doesn't it?
Yeah. I have so many friends who are really good at math and also extremely good musicians, piano players. I was never good at either. But
Are you good at baking, though? You're a good baker.
I like to bake. I'm not necessarily good at it, but
okay, here we go.
Okay.
That 12 is more easily divisible than 10. So you can divide 12 into 2, 3, 4, and 6, whereas 10, only 2 and 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to look, too. There's something with the hand in Egypt, I'm telling you, Sean.
Is it a good
Mindy's
one, Mindy?
Going to the next question while I look
She's
this
pausing.
Up. Origin.
Because I'm not really sure if it's a good
one. Oh, see, whenever it's one of those.
She's whelmed.
The first part is okay. When you come home from work or whatever, is the first thing you do remove your jacket or coat or wash your hands?
These are great questions.
But I don't like the second part because we've already discussed this. When you use the bathroom, do you 100% of the time wash your hands?
We're not going to get
to
that.
We're not going
to
get
to
that.
Okay.
But let's talk about getting home.
You get home. So this is good. You get home. What do they want to know? This is good.
Well, in the winter, yeah, the first thing I do is
hang up your jacket first or wash your hands first.
I take off my jacket first.
Yeah, no one would wash their hands.
I take off my jacket first.
Yeah.
Who washes their hands when they come home?
I don't. I mean, unless I've been somewhere dirty.
Are you routine when you get home? Like, do you do the same thing?
I go in my basement door.
Do you look at the furnace?
I look at the basement. I look at the furnace and I hang
my
jacket up, take my shoes off, go upstairs. Yes, that's it.
What about Jet, though? Do you?
He usually finds out I'm home later on, so he doesn't know yet.
He finds out later on?
Because he attacks me.
Is he somewhat deaf? Or?
He's getting, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But even when I was, he could hear well, he would always attack me whenever I come home. A joyous attack.
Yeah, of course.
So sometimes I don't want that. So I have to sneak in the basement.
Okay.
Now, what about you guys? Is it jacket, shoes?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, jacket?
Jacket, shoes.
Then shoes.
Yep.
And then what do you – I want to know what Nikki does. Jacket, shoes, then
Yeah,
what?
Then do you go talk to the birds?
Yeah, do you talk –
Yeah, I do.
You go right to the birds?
I jacket, shoes,
birds.
Or jacket, change the birds' food and water.
Right away.
Mm-hmm. Right away. Because mm-hmm. if I don't, then that's what I have to do.
And why is sugar so mean? Or is it cinnamon?
I don't know why sugar's mean.
Yeah, sugar's mean, right?
Yeah.
Just a mean bird.
She's nice to me, though.
Yeah.
To other people, or is she mean to Cinnamon?
She's mean to other people.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't change its food or anything. Show it.
Tough love.
Yes.
They have to eat.
There's a price to pay. I got the answer to the previous one. The 6-12 is attributed to natural humans, because with the thumb acting as a pointer to count the three segments on each of the four fingers, resulting in a total of 12.
Hmm.
All right.
I'm telling you, essentially making a base 12. That's what ancient Egyptians did. With the thumb acting as a pointer to count the three segments on each of the four fingers. Where's their three segments on each of the...
One,
oh,
two, three,
the segments! One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
What?
That's it. So you use your thumb and you point out the segments on your fingers and you...
That's how they counted.
That's what the ancient
Egyptians
did.
You know what? Did you guys
That's why we have a 12-base system and 12 in a dozen. Because of this. Your thumb doesn't count. There's 12 segments to your fingers.
Did you guys just see that kid who was... Maybe Sean did. The kid who can do the math in his head. And he's going like this. And he's like,
maybe he's doing it.
Maybe he's
I think he probably is.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he was doing, he could do all these different equations in like 30 seconds. He could do math in his head.
Yeah,
and it was amazing.
Those things are amazing. I hate when you see that because you feel like such a loser.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
When you look I know. This kid is so smart. He's like, yeah. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Look what you learned here. Not counting your thumb, you have 12 segments on your fingers.
Okay.
Isn't that nuts? And that's why
that
we
didn't
nuts.
Even think about that.
And that's why we have a dozen today. I did a wham cam on that like 20 years ago. I forgot.
Weird.
Never noticed.
I need to get my nails done.
Sean, is your mind blown? Yeah.
Mindy, are you routine
when
you get
segments
home?
To a...
Yeah, pretty much. It's taking my jacket off, taking my shoes off, but then I also greet the dog, let the dog out so she can go to the bathroom, come back in, and then I always feel ravenous for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, okay.
I'm always really hungry.
Oh, very good. Sometimes I'll go... jacket off right to the fridge before the shoes are even taken off. I'm so hungry.
Yep.
And I walk in, take off shoes, jacket, and then I've got to get my dress clothes off the second I walk in the door. Like I
that's true.
Got to get into something more comfortable.
So no one mentioned that yet. That's a good point. Does that last for everybody?
I do that too.
Because I do not. These clothes are so uncomfortable, dress clothes, so I just
But
can't
you
really
never
to
wear anything
off.
Else, though. You always are in a tie.
Oh, I forgot. I'm always in a
high
shirt
school principal. You only see them in that way.
Yeah.
So would you ever eat and snack like Mindy and me before you change
not
your
until
clothes?
I get changed.
What?
Even though I'm so hungry when I get home sometimes, but I've got to get it out of the dress clothes.
Ravenous. I love it. That is ravenous. I'm so hungry.
Ravenous.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm digging.
Oh, he's digging deep. I'm digging. I love it.
All right. Let's see what we got. I think we are moving pretty quickly.
We're moving
quick.
I think we're going to cut through a lot of your
questions.
Well,
a lot quicker than with Mr. Rusty Fender.
Yes. Rusty, if you're listening, you talk too much.
But we loved it.
We loved you. To the Hawaiian punch guy punchy. I don't know if I remember punchy.
You don't remember punchy?
You don't remember punchy?
Are you too millennial? Huh.
Come on, there's a
Hawaiian
punch.
Oh, wait, from the Hawaiian punch, like on the ad?
Yeah, the
ads. Squat
guy. Oh, I thought this was a character in the morning show.
Crown on.
Oh, yeah, I definitely
guy.
Remember him.
Sean is going to be on this. Uh-oh, you have the answer already?
Well, it was because he'd assault people.
So, Sean.
That became frowned upon.
Political correctness.
Sean says he assaults people, so.
A nice Hawaiian punch.
And then he would punch them.
And then he'd punch them. And
isn't that funny how, though, we thought nothing of that growing up. Like, no one thought that was violent.
Yeah.
It was just funny. But you're right. Now you can take that too literally and, like, why is he punching people?
He's gone. Canceled.
Did you type in what happened to Punchy? Or
is that I mean, I'm assuming.
But when did that happen? I miss Punchy now that you bring that up.
Poor Punchy.
Was he a cousin of the Kool-Aid Man?
So Kool-Aid Man, he didn't punch
he didn't
anyone.
Hit
he just
anybody.
Broke through walls.
He just broke through. Yeah. But that was pretty violent. He's destructive. Yeah. Vandalism.
That's
vandalism.
He's a vandal. All right, Nikki, you're up.
All right.
What happened to Punchy? Or when did Punchy leave? What happened to Punchy?
I still like Hawaiian Punch, though. I like the red kind.
Is
it's good.
A handwritten question.
I mean, it's too sugary for me, obviously.
In the Rocky movie, Punchy. Oh, there was a Rocky Punchy, too?
I don't know.
This is anonymous from a WNEP coworker.
Oh, you got that?
I think Joe knows where.
No, that's not me, but that counts.
If you were a spice, what would you be and why?
Oh, my gosh. This is like Barbara Walters. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
But let's try.
I guess we'll...
Who's the handwriting? Who did this?
It's not mine. You can see.
Let me see.
Why spice, though? Why can't it be if you were a
forensics
food?
On this.
Huh, we need
why
forensics.
Why can't it be if you were a food?
Is this
why,
APAL?
Why are we going spice?
No.
It's not APAL.
It's not APAL.
No, it's not APAL. He wouldn't do this.
No. Just says WNEP
coworker. Well, Nikki, give it a try, though. I don't know if we want to do this.
I would be a spice. I mean, maybe sugar because I have such a sweet tooth.
Okay,
no,
and you
it's
have
personality,
a,
I think.
Yeah.
What well, would others say?
And she's sometimes sweet too.
Because yeah. I'm sweet.
I think you are a sweet person. Yeah. So I think yeah. you would. I think that would sugar. Work.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be.
And that would be like a California Reaper hot pepper.
A hot pepper.
Okay.
Something spicy.
Something like real over the top, too much for some people. Other could people be. Like it. Other people hate it. That kind
right.
Of.
That could be. Yeah. Yeah.
Mindy, what I see Mindy. This is good. This
I think
is.
It'd be like turmeric or something. I don't know.
I was thinking Mindy was going to be one, like something you don't think of that yes. often.
Turmeric's perfect because perfect. I don't even know what it is, yes. but it seems
it
high
sounds
class.
Fancy.
Yes, it sounds fancy.
Good for you. It's good for you.
That, she's turmeric.
Yeah. She's turmeric.
Now we have to solve John.
Now mine, is, I wait, think wait. The average person would think John would just be something very bland.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's a spice.
Yeah.
Something that's very bland, but I mean this in good way, but very essential.
Maybe basil?
That could be basil.
Is basil essential?
Yeah. Parsley.
What is something everybody
parsley,
uses?
Parsley, maybe.
What's a spice
well,
everybody
like,
uses?
Everybody uses?
Oregano.
Yeah, oregano.
All the time on everything.
Yeah.
And it's just great.
Use it all the time.
And everyone
salt?
Loves it.
Be salty.
I don't want to be
salty.
He doesn't want to no. be. He's not salty.
I don't want to be unhealthy.
He's not salty. No, he's not salty.
All right.
We'll go oregano.
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 Everyone sounds uses good. It.
Well, I think we nailed that one.
I think we did
it was
well.
Very accurate, too.
That's true. Definitely.
I don't know who submitted the question.
Handwritten.
I know. Yeah. We need to watch these coworkers.
I know.
There's
we
no
need
rules
a camera.
To brown bag, so
we need a camera on the brown bag to see who's coming sure. over.
We have to have friend Phil camera. With security guard
yeah.
the brown bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Wait. Didn't Phil get laid off? No. Or was
He's
that Fred?
Working on spicy.
We don't I mean, know. We okay. don't ask Mindy.
Punchy. Right. Here we go. Punchy. Punchy has a new look.
He doesn't punch anymore now. No.
Can we show this camera there?
Does he go around just giving hugs or something? Appropriate
nice taps.
Appropriate hugs.
A little closer. We're putting this on YouTube, by the way. You can watch our podcast on YouTube.
Okay. And WNEP Plus.
Here he is now, and WNEP Plus. What do you guys think? He looks kind of the same to me.
Oh, he went away.
Scream
oh,
went
yeah.
away.
No.
Yeah, he looks kind of the same. He just has more of a friendly look. The other
I'm
guy
glad
was
we
mean.
Thought of Punchy this morning.
I'm wondering when he
just
left.
Just no more up. Punching.
We need a year,
he doesn't
Sean.
Punch. He doesn't punch anymore, and now he has the Hang 10.
That's right. I've seen that.
Yes. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Could you get us the year, please? That's it. That would be the last request. When he left.
That was, well, he still exists, but in 2011.
Whoa, the computer's gone.
2011. 2011 is when political correctness started. All you have to do is click on the...
Someone took control of our computer.
Oh, well.
Oh,
hey,
oh.
See, we have a unique background. We can see CPU
okay.
usage.
Doing work on this?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Hey, Brown Baggers.
Thanks.
I was re...
Engineering.
Well, maybe we'll find
we
out
what's
some...
we going to pop up on
yeah, maybe there'll be personal information. We could find something
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is this going to be a scene to all the world? All right. Hey, Brown Baggers. I was reading my son a book last night before bed. It was about the planets. I learned that Saturn is the lightest and can actually float in water. My question is, how on Earth did they weigh Saturn to find that out? Oh, that's Travis.
Oh. Travis.
Oh, do we want
he
to
has
Travis
kids?
One? I guess so.
Well, we knew he had a wife. We didn't know he had kids, did we? I want to know more about
I
Travis
remember
now.
When he was here as a guest. Did we get into his personal life?
Yeah, well, we talked
his
about
job
his job and that he's married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know
wait,
the,
is Saturn really that light?
So we know the size
well,
of Saturn.
Well, it's gaseous, right?
Yeah, it's gaseous. So yeah. we know the size of Saturn.
Okay.
And we know its mass because you know how it orbits the sun and it takes a certain mass to stay at that orbit. So if you have its mass and you have its size, you have its density. There's a hard, rocky core on Saturn. Very hard, very dense. But Mindy's right. Most of what you see is just all gas. So technically, its density is less than water. So it would float in water, but... You're never going to get that.
But it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
I just had some sort of flashbacks from, like, I don't know if it was chemistry class.
Okay,
or,
here we
oh
go.
Boy.
Like, just like of different formulas of trying to figure out mass and density.
Give
and
us
all.
Give us
I don't. I can't remember anything.
Give us Avogadro's number. Come on.
I don't have Avogadro's number.
Sorry.
That's been wiped clean.
It was there.
It was there
at one point, but all that is
6.023 times 10 to the 23rd.
I can't even.
All right, Mindy, give us a pick.
Oh, I have to pick. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, it's your turn. Are you going to dig deep?
I'm digging deep.
She's digging.
Oh, I'm going down to the bottom.
Whoa.
I can almost touch the bottom. All right.
Oh.
Do you know this one?
No, but it looks like an oldie. It's all ripped.
Yes.
You went to the bottom. This is like a sediment at the bottom of your coffee.
Huh.
I still miss Punchy.
2011
is when that
double zippers have got to go. My new life mission. Has any good ever come from these? They always seem to inadvertently zip up from below, causing unnecessary wardrobe malfunctions. One zipper is just fine. Enough already.
I agree.
Yeah, where those things are a waste.
Yeah.
Joe, you did you put agree. This one in here?
I don't remember. Let me see. What does it say?
I don't know. It doesn't say it's
I
from you.
I have the same feelings, though.
I like a double zipper on, like, a suitcase. Like, no. Where it says, oh. Is that
yeah.
what we're talking
clothes.
About?
No.
It's
no,
on clothes.
Like, on clothes. Like on a,
do you
on
ever a, get a jacket with a double zipper? What is the purpose of that? They're the worst.
Maybe your ski jacket might have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So where would you ever want so you
to zip up from the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could. Are there two zippers?
Yes. There's two zippers. So you can zip up the top one.
It's always a problem.
It always is a
problem. When you're trying to start it.
Yeah.
So what good comes out of a double zipper?
Hmm.
What would you need
on a clothes item I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, like if it's midway, you can unzip it down.
Maybe if the outside one gets stuck, then you still have the inside one.
It's a
as the backup, you just like stick your arms in like this and like
too much.
Yeah, they're not necessary.
No, double zippers should be banned.
No, you're right.
No,
whoever
I'm saying,
this person
like on
is.
A bag, I like it when you can zip up in
yeah,
the middle.
Yeah, I like that
yeah.
too.
So now you bring that up. I love the double zippers on all bags.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I have a lot of biking
instead of
stuff,
having to go all the way around.
It's necessary on a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Someone probably carried it from the bag to the clothes.
And thought, oh, this is a
good idea.
And
thought it would be such a good
it's
idea.
Not.
And I don't see any
no.
application at all.
No.
What about on your privates, like the fly area? Could you
no,
see a double?
One.
Would you like to zip up?
I don't think that's necessary.
Then there would just be a hole.
No.
I just want elastic bands on everything.
That's too dangerous.
Just how
easier.
You just zip up.
Just whoosh.
And then there'd be a hole there.
Yeah.
You don't have to undo your belt.
Just one.
I'm trying to get him in.
I know.
I can't reel him in. Try to reel him in, but I couldn't reel him in.
All right.
He's shaking his head. Francine
he looks uncomfortable. Wants to know, hey, brown baggers, what's with all the recent marketing of full body deodorant? My whole
I've
life it was
that.
Just armpits. Now
I've
we have to deodorize
it.
Everything. Seems like someone made this up to sell more deodorant.
Probably true.
She has a point. There's ads
why
for deodorizing everything.
Now?
I noticed that too. Yeah.
A few years ago, I had a good girlfriend who mentioned to me, I won't mention names. You might know this person, but I won't mention names. She used deodorant, like just like the stick deodorant in other places, she was telling me. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. So maybe people were doing that, and then the deodorant people said, hey, this is a great way to market our deodorant. We'll create this product.
What did she be specific?
I don't think you have to be specific.
Don't make me laugh, because then I'll cough.
So, okay, let's say you rub deodorant on your feet.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, like for example.
For example.
The inside of your knees, maybe. The knee pits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you rub it on your feet and you wear... sneakers without socks all day. Is that going to make a difference, I wonder?
Probably.
Okay.
Could.
But why? But do we need... Shouldn't we just go back to the time when we were all just natural? We had our natural musk?
It's funny. I was watching a show on people who lived during, you know, the 1700s, and it's everyone just stunk.
And they wouldn't even have thought anything of it, right?
And the ladies were asked to stink to repel all the men. Did you know that? Yes. It was a practice to stay a little smelly to keep all the creepers away. And that was considered...
Did it work?
Yes. And it was considered acceptable.
Hmm.
Because you ladies know there's a lot of creepers out there in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So if you stink, they're not going to come near you. And it was acceptable. Ladies should stink.
Hmm.
Because she doesn't want any creepers around.
Interesting.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But back to this thing. What is that brand we're thinking of that they sell?
Well, now
there's
a bunch of brands are doing it.
Some of the commercials are a little awkward.
Lumi? Yeah, Lumi.
Yeah.
Lumi.
Well, that was one of the first internet type ones.
But they're racy. And there's a woman talking about how she
puts
it all over. And I'm like, whoa, when did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, there was one ad. It was, she was sitting on the toilet.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, this is just
Well,
happening.
That's another thing that, they, you know, there's a lot more that's allowed on ads now.
Right.
And even during the morning show, we notice that we're like, what?
Yeah.
That's an ad during our morning show? There's children watching.
Weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we're all victims of society. Whether you could smell here or smell there or ladies shave your armpits, why do you do that? Why would I do that?
We shouldn't do that.
We're all just social idiots.
True.
Following the rules.
Following the rules.
Following.
Nikki, let your armpit hairs grow.
I don't think I would.
And then my wife said that to me on vacation when I was on the cruise. Why don't you shave your armpits? And I'm like, gross. I said, that's girly. Now, why would I say that? That's not girly.
Society has brainwashed you.
Yeah, yes. Society put that in my head.
Right.
There's nothing girly about it.
Yeah, you can shave everything if you want.
I can shave everything.
Yeah. Some people do.
We're all just social zombies. Yep. You know, I hate myself.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So true.
You rub Lumi. You know what? Rub Lumi wherever you want.
There you go.
Put it all over your whole body. Your ears.
We have a lot of variety
back.
Today.
We do.
We
kind of random.
Where did that girl say she put the Lumi or whatever?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to say.
Hey, gang. I know a guy who gets 2 new pillows at Boscov's each month. I think it's nuts. How often do you guys change your pillows?
2 new pillows at Boscov's?
No, if Sean is naturally laughing, you know this is good. So wait a minute. Stop right there.
2 new pillows a month?
A month?
At Boscov's.
Well, maybe they have pillows. Don't they have pillows for like $5.99 or something?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Go to the clearance section.
I probably have had the same pillow for 50 years of my life.
I love my pillow.
Yeah, I love my pillow.
And I can't imagine changing it.
That's a lie. No one gets 2 new pillows a month.
2 new pillows a month.
What happens to the old pillows?
They should just invest in a really good pillow so they won't have to get 2 new pillows a month.
Picture 2 dozen. That's counting twice on your hands, those pillows in a year.
And what do you do with the old ones?
Wait, let me count on my little segments. 1, 2, 3, 4, 12.
Oh, he's counting on his segments.
Well,
oh,
that's what we learned in the beginning.
We did learn.
24 pillows a year?
Wow.
If they're $5 a pillow, that's $100 a year on pillows. Buy a $60 pillow that you'll have for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe this person has a dog that destroys. I mean, because I have a puppy right now, and she likes to tear things apart, so. She doesn't tear apart pillows, but she tears apart all stuffed animals. So,
well, this is worth a little pillow talk. Mindy, what's your pillow situation? Do you have a favorite pillow?
Oh, yeah. I have a favorite pillow, and my husband has his favorite pillow. Right. And if they accidentally get switched up, there's all chaos,
it
man.
It has to be the right pillow.
I'm like, you have my pillow. You have to give it back now. But and I can't deal with his pillow.
Do you feel like it's old after a while or no? Because I don't.
I don't know. I've had my pillow for quite a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I changed the pillowcase.
Yeah, but the pillows don't get old.
I don't think so.
They probably
especially now, a lot of the pillows, I mean,
they're not feathers anymore.
Yeah. It's like a synthetic material or whatever it is,
right.
I guess.
I told you.
It's funny. I used to make fun of my dad because everywhere if we went somewhere out of town, he had to take his pillow. And I'm like, Dad, you don't have to bring a pillow. They'll have pillows at the hotel. He said, I don't sleep well without my pillow. And I'm almost to that point. Mm-hmm.
There's a certain age, man, where you just start realizing you need
your
pillow.
I love that pillow.
Did you guys ever try the My Pillow Mike Lindell, even though the guy's off his rocker?
I've heard it's good.
No,
my parents have
not.
It.
They're
no,
not.
I was just going to say.
I don't think they are.
So my wife got my mother-in-law, this is 7, 8 years ago, the My Pillow for a joke, I think. And she thought it was funny. Ha ha. She didn't like it. Guess where it ends up? Me. I can't live without the My Pillow Mike.
Really?
Pillow.
Even though when you picture those weird ads with the mustache
the
and the gold
he's
chains.
Off the rocker.
Yeah.
But you like it.
So we had 3 of them because someone else got a gag gift and I took one apart and inside it was all looks like the foam in a car seat, like an old abandoned car if you ever see in the woods. And it's got all that yellow foam in there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was in the pillow and it's all jagged in all different shapes.
That's the secret.
That's the secret. It's just like car foam broken up into random pieces. And it is, it's lumpy. Most people look at that and say, what?
Yeah.
The lumpiness is those pieces. So you squeeze them and it stays in that shape. And it has the perfect texture for my head. I can't live without my
Mike
Lindell pillow.
That's so funny that you
pillow.
Say that. Years ago, I stayed over at my parents' house and they gave me a pillow to use. And I said, I can't sleep on this pillow. It's so uncomfortable. And my dad said, oh, it's that My Pillow that I ordered. And neither of us like it. So that's the one you
been
get.
Rejecting it. And then
but I know some other people that love
their my parents
pillow.
Both loved it and said it was great.
Maybe
yeah.
it's just me.
No.
Yeah.
What didn't you like about it?
It was really thick and like really foamy in that.
That's those car.
And it was, yeah. I like a more thin pillow.
No, I hate thin pillows.
Oh, yeah. I don't like a thin pillow.
That's why you need a thin pillow.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I didn't like it.
Do you get 2 a month?
No. At the Boscov's?
At the Boscov's.
At the Boscov's.
Wow. We should maybe just hang out at the Boscov's and see who buys the pillows just to see who this is.
We could send coupon Carrie. She could keep an eye on who's buying what at the Boscoms.
She could do a recon for us in the pillow section.
This is all good news. So do we go through? We want to quit now, or what are we going to do? I think we're, how far in are we, Sean? Is end time here? He's got to go.
I feel like we should do one more.
Well, let's count 12 on our fingers and see if you can do it in 12 seconds or less. I'm counting. So we don't have to count it all out. It's your turn to pick, though, right? Because you started.
Oh, I don't know.
It's your turn to pick.
No, yeah, I thought it was yours. Wrap it up. He's still counting.
He's still counting.
I think this is how I'm going to count from now on.
7, 8, 9, 10. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's actually really easy.
Actually, you know what? I've seen older people do that.
It's life altering.
Now that I think about it.
Thank Agent Egypt.
As opposed to doing this, as opposed to this, where you're moving each finger. I'm doing this from now on.
You have 12 segments on your hands. This is why
the people who aren't watching this on YouTube or WNEP Plus are really missing out.
Look at your fingers, and you're going
to
see 3 seconds.
You're
going to
see 3 seconds.
Never knew.
But also, this is why we have a clock that has 12 hours and 24 hours. And it's every part of your life because of the 12 segments in your hands.
We
can't believe
on this podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Is it a bad one?
He sighed.
Robert Frinsk from Plymouth. Careful. When at the urinal, it starts. Should I continue?
Oh, my gosh.
It always ends up in the bathroom.
It always does.
This only applies to, I guess, John and me.
Ask another one.
Do you aim directly at the urinal cake or away from it?
It can apply
my
to us, too.
My friend Bob aims away, and I was totally surprised. Does it say something about your personality?
It probably does say something about your personality. Not that we can really...
I can honestly say I have no preference. I never paid attention. I don't know about you.
It just depends on the time. Sometimes I aim, sometimes I don't.
Sometimes you aim for the cake?
Sometimes. Sometimes I don't. Each urinal's different.
That's
you do what you do.
Passive aggressive.
The splash factor. Really
the splash factor?
Good, splash factor is definitely
big. If it's splashy, then you aim away.
Yeah, but what are you aiming at the cake for? That's passive aggressive. You're trying to destroy it? You think it's like a target?
I don't know.
I don't know, Nikki, but I'm feeling very left out of this conversation.
One more. Make it a quick one.
Okay.
Can't add to this conversation.
Can I make it quick and good?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
We're just going to count all day long.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
She sighed.
The phrase, red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in the morning.
Oh, we got that last week.
Sailor's morning.
Doesn't count. Pick another one.
All right. Did we really get it last week?
I don't remember. That is true, though.
It is true. Joe, this is Jim. I'm a fellow that sent you the yellow bag for your rubber chickens and the steam iron on the steam engine. I have an idea for Men's Valentine's Day.
This is meant to be. Here we go.
I suggest posting a dartboard with William Cadbury's picture on it. Have them set up the men's bars, batting cages, and axe-throwing venues. Time to show this bogus holiday what it's like for its 160-year-old marketing ploy.
Oh.
So a little picture.
So that's a nice way.
You said that Mr. Cadbury is the one who created the heart shapes.
The Cadbury guy, he's the one who decided to associate chocolates with Valentine's Day.
Right.
So because of one guy's marketing ploy in the 1800s, we're still doing this today.
I would say the guy's brilliant.
Yep. Joe, what are you doing after work today?
Well, I got to go to the store.
Yeah.
Got to get a card.
Yep.
Chocolates covered strawberries.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe a flower.
Thanks to this guy.
Yep.
It's all his fault.
Yep.
Thanks,
now
buddy.
We know why we have a 12 base clock, dozen, and guys like John and I buy chocolate every year for
We learn a lot in this podcast.
You're doomed.
Let's do a countdown.
All right.
12.
10. 11. Or 11.
10.
It's Friday tired.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All my finger joints are used up. It must be over.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.